Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore, and Baltimore positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We have the Raven scratch-offs, the ever popular, as John Martin explained last week, to get in on maybe winning a trip to New York. You can start spreading the news. We will be spreading the giveaways beginning at State Fair as well as Cooper's North as we rev up the Maryland Crab Cake Tour here in honor of all things turkey and eggnog and mincemeat pie, as well as peppermint sticks and all of that cocoa and all that ho, ho, ho of next month. Holiday shows at Coco's on the 4th. We're going to be at Gertrude's on the 5th. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 12th. We're going to be at Casa's on the 18th of December. All of it brought to you by Jiffy Lube MultiCare as well. Our oyster tour's out on the road. We're about a dozen days into this thing. Had a lot of oysters, a lot of different ways. All of it brought to you by friends at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions. 1-800-CLEAN-WATER. That's the way to do it to take care of your well water as well as any of your plumbing needs. They're good folks. Doug and his friends there. First introduced to me by Matt Stover, by the way. All right, it is a trading deadline week. It is a short football week. It is a Ravens-Bengals week. Luke and I have talked about Joe Burrow and the defense and the pass rush and Zach Orr and Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and scoring 41 points. One thing we haven't done a whole lot of is spent a whole lot of time around the rest of the league, especially in a week, Luke, when Jameis Winston fell on his face. Cincinnati won again, right? And Pittsburgh took the week off in our division. But then you watch what else is going on around the league. And I know we're not pleased with the Ravens' consistency at 6-3. It's hard to be consistent in the league. I mean, only a handful of teams are better. And, you know, are they better? I would ask. I would ask myself right now, are the Detroit Lions really better than the Ravens? I'd love to find out.
Yeah, I mean, you'd love to find out because that means they'd be playing in the Super Bowl against each other. And we saw how that went last year, but that was last year. So, look, we've talked so much about the offense, right? And Cincinnati is a great example of this. Bengals scored 41 points on Sunday in their win over the Raiders. They scored 38 points against the Ravens back in week five. But go look at the rest of their schedule. They scored 10 points against the Patriots in week one. They managed just 17 points against the Giants a couple weeks ago. They had 21 against the Browns 2 weeks ago. Philadelphia held them to 17 points. So even a team that has a quarterback in Joe Burrow who's playing at such a high level, I mean, he's if the Bengals had a better record than 4-5, then he'd be getting a little more love in the MVP conversation. Not saying he should be the MVP or anything like that, but you know, perception is a big part of that. But that offense with all their talent has been up and down. That's why again it's so impressive to see what the Ravens have done. But you look around the league and there are very few teams that show up on either side of the ball as consistently as what we're seeing from the Ravens right now with their
offense. Well, the Bills
offense
do against everybody but us, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, there's another perfect example. I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And as much as we're singing the Ravens' praises, I can't help but think as we were getting ready to begin this segment that you look at the Bengals right now and they're 4-5. If they make the kick in overtime, they'd be 5-4. If the Ravens had lost that game, and understanding everything else can change when you know, butterfly effect, however you want to try to think about it, the Ravens would be 5-4 and they'd be tied for right now for, you know, second place in the AFC North. So it's just a reminder of, yes, it is a week to week league. And yes, some of these games, not Sunday for the Ravens against the Broncos, of course, but so many of these games come down to a couple plays one way or the other. And I think if you're Cincinnati, that's where you're feeling kind of sick right now because you're 4-5. And you're going into Baltimore on a short week, and it's a Thursday night game. You need to win. If they do win, then you look at these teams and you say, hey, Bengals are right on the Ravens' heels at that point, one game out. So
But just looking
And boy,
around the
by the
league.
way, with the Steelers over the hill for the Ravens, right? 10
Sure.
days off, bad beat at home. I love it's a bad beat if they lose to the Bengals. I don't know. I think Thursday night football is such a slop anyway, and there won't be a whole lot of defense being played in this game in general, right? There's going to be more about like who gets the tackle who, and when the ball goes up in the air, who catches it. But the Ravens need to survive Thursday and then really get ready for the Steelers game because this is where you got to make hay and try to win a division.
Sure, no question about it. I mean, I think we all look at the Ravens from a just a talent level, just looking at it, especially in the offensive side. Now, defense, that's a different story. We've talked a lot about
I
that.
disagree with that
But
because they spent a lot of money on defense. There's a lot of talent over there, right? At one point, they identified
I'm
Marcus
talking about,
Williams and.
but I'm just talking about how they played.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
They haven't played like a championship caliber
But they
defense
have capable
really
football
at any
players.
point.
Yeah, but they have
They haven't
capable
really.
players.
They sure, but my point is just looking at it in terms of the optics of how it's looked on the field. This Ravens offense looks like a championship caliber team overwhelmingly. I saw Aaron Schatz, and I know we'll talk about the rest of the league. Aaron Schatz did his DVOA and looked at the Ravens offense through 9 games, third best offensive DVOA he's ever tracked behind the 07 Patriots and the 2018 Chiefs. So that's the kind of territory we're talking about here. But look, it's week to week. The Bengals, at times they've looked good, and at times you think, hey, they're ready to make a run, and then they stub their toe, or their offense doesn't look as good. Their defense, has had a couple decent performances here and there, but largely isn't good enough. So that's where you look at this game and say, this is a huge game. I mean, obviously the Bengals desperately need it, falling to 4-6 with 7 games to go. I mean, you're looking at having to win out to just, keep yourself in position to still have a shot at a wild card. The Ravens, to your point, want to stay right on the heels of the Steelers and make sure that, they're prepared to go up to Pittsburgh in a couple weeks. So big game there. But again, looking at the rest of the league, it's tough week to week. That's why what the Ravens have done, even with, you say, okay, they have 3 losses. They started 0-2. We still remember that. But just their ability to do what they do offensively every week is pretty rare territory. And again, even a team like Cincinnati, for as much as we sing, the praises of the talent that they have on that side of the ball, they've even had some clunkers. So, but scored 41. Joe Burrow, 5 touchdowns. Trey Hendrickson, a monster game on the defensive side. Ja'Marr Chase, they did that without T. Higgins. Well, T. Higgins, his health this week is going to be a big storyline. He worked a little bit at the end of last week in Cincinnati, so I don't know if that's a thought that he could be ready to go Thursday night or not, but it's a big game. But you look around the rest of the league, and I'll still gladly take the Ravens' problems over what most of this league is dealing with on a week-by-week basis.
I think there's a thought that the AFC is a lot stronger than the NFC, just in a general sense, and how Brock Purdy was making his way and how good, Matt Stafford really was and all of that. This Commanders thing and the Lions thing right now, the two better teams in the NFC, and we're long from thinking that the Cowboys are that and the Eagles have shown their weaknesses and I guess I'm more of a believer in the Vikings and watching Joe Flacco the other than I was still a joy to watch him. And I'm Googling old Baltimore Colts stuff now. I'm getting on a Baltimore Colts kick, even though it's never coming back and it's been 40 years. But just looking at how these teams stack up on the NFC side, it is wild to see the Washington Commanders at the top of standings. And also, from my perspective, right? And this speaks to anytime I can mention Phil Jackman's name here, or even my buddy Ed Frankovic in the old hockey days, the good old hockey game. And we'll have Leonard Raskin on talking some hockey here. Howard Scherr and I did some hockey 2 weeks ago from Mamas on the Half Shell honoring Jeff Amter, old Skipjacks fan. But I would go to the Caps games. And Luke, the Capital Center was the one place that, as a young man, I'm talking in the 80s and 90s when we didn't have football and they did. And then even after that, going to a Caps game down in the district at the new phone booth. I say new, it's 25 years old, but in the modern era where I would be in DC
at the Warner Theater for a show, at Wolf Trap for something, anywhere in DC, just doing some Nats games. I didn't go to a lot of those, but I would go to see Springsteen or Billy Joel at Nats Park or whatever. Dude, the amount of burgundy and gold just went to like zero, like they're almost not there. Like the amount of terp stuff I see around here, which is not much, just in a general sense, as to where the brand used to be, where it was, and now the next time I go to DC for something, whatever that might be, whatever concert, whatever thing, to feel like there might be some presence in the coming years. And I don't think this kid's RG3, and I certainly don't want to wish anything on him other than this other superstardom that might be occurring there in the very, very early part of it. But dude, they're 7-2 and haven't been like this since Rippin', a little before your time, but you were a very young man at that point. It was my first Super Bowl, the Thurman Thomas helmet, 1992. It's 32 years ago. Commanders, you have any thoughts on the Commanders at all? Or are you up in Pennsylvania doing all those election ads and they don't even come to you because it's all Steelers and Eagles there?
I mean, having a quarterback changes everything. It just does. And right now, look at the playoff standings right now. And let's use the AFC real quick, and then we'll get to the NFC. But Kansas City, quarterback. Yes, we know they can win the Super Bowl. They've won multiple Super Bowls in recent years. Buffalo, Josh Allen, check. Pittsburgh is the number three seed. I think the Steelers are good. Do I think they're a Super Bowl contender? No, because I don't believe in Russell
Well, they're only
Wilson
going to be a
at
three
that
seed if they
level.
beat the Ravens twice,
Right,
right? Like,
correct. And I'm just talking right now, right? I'm
right.
just talking right now. But Houston, CJ Stroud, I like CJ Stroud. Has it looked the same as last year? And now Diggs is gone for the year, and their offensive line's not playing very well. And
And you know the rest of those teams stink,
sure,
right?
right. But you still feel better about him than the rest of the AFC South. But again, quarterback, and we saw that last year with him as a rookie. Maybe not to the Jaden Daniels degree, but still very impressive. Ravens, of course, with Lamar. Chargers, I like Justin Herbert. Do I think he has enough around him for them to really be a serious Super Bowl contender? I mean, I like the defense. I don't know. Denver, Bo Nix is shows some nice things as a rookie. No one is buying them as a Super Bowl contender, especially after Sunday.
Oh, dude, if they're the team that the Ravens draw,
You'll
in
feel
January
happy
coming
about
in,
that.
you take it, you take that.
Bet, right, exactly. But then you look at all the teams that are on the outside looking in. Indianapolis, look, Joe Flacco, once upon a time, no, not now. Sorry, I'm going to disagree with you on that if you push back. Jets, Aaron Rodgers,
He does
no,
look good in the
no.
helmet, though. You gotta
He
admit he
does.
looks good in the helmet.
No,
Looks
he
like
does.
Aaron
He
Jones.
does. He didn't look very good against the Vikings,
I
though. But
realized that.
yeah, but
Burt Jones wouldn't look very good now, right now,
Jets
would
with
he?
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, for once, we're reminding ourselves what Tom Brady did at 40, over the age of 40, is still the overwhelming exception, not the norm. Jets, no. Tennessee, no. Miami, I'd like Tua, but they've
No.
buried themselves. They're 2-6. He played well on Sunday, though. I'll give him credit. Cleveland, I'll just laugh at that. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, that's still kind of
Well,
at a loss
Trevor
for words.
Lawrence, Richardson, some of these
But they
young
paid Trevor
guys.
Lawrence. They paid Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, that at least with some of
Daniel
these guys,
Jones, I mean,
yeah.
hey, Dak Prescott, bro, right?
But that's the thing. You kind of go down the list, and if you've got a quarterback that you emphatically say yes, you've got a shot. And now Washington is in that category. Now, Jaden Daniels, I think at some point is still going to run into some growing pains, and maybe it happens in the playoffs for him. I mean, who knows? But it's changed everything for them. And even though I had to laugh a little bit at, some of the national reports saying how players want to go to Washington, it's kind of like, all right, can we like chill a little bit on this?
I'm just wondering what I'm going
But
to see when I get down there, this awakening of their brand to be excited about it. How many jerseys and like whether that W on the helmet's actually going to catch on. Like I wonder about all of it because it's been such an ashtray like
yeah.
forever that to think they could ever get up and walk again. I don't know. It's probably like a Yankee fan thinking the Orioles could eliminate them at some point, but like, We have to change our thinking, I guess, is where I am. And I'm
Oh,
getting my
yeah.
arms around when I go down to MGM National Harbor and I see people, and I did 2 weeks ago. I went and saw Sting. I saw people wearing some stuff, and I'm like, well, that's a thing. Look, isn't that cute? You have your old, the thing that we can't even say the word. You get to wear all that now because that's the way you are. And it's kind of weird. I don't know, but I think it's real and I think it's here to stay. And that's the part that I'm trying to measure, dude. Then
Well,
it was kind of like when Burrow came along, or even when Marvin made Cincinnati good, you're like, you're Cincinnati. You can't really be any good. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to be good. It's like if Cleveland ever got a player like this and figured it out.
they thought they were getting that Deshaun Watson, and they got what they deserved with that. But yeah, well, and the other part, look, I said the quarterback, and obviously the quarterback changes everything. If they didn't draft Jaden Daniels and they, took one of the other guys, and look, Caleb Williams has shown some really good signs, but it's been more up and down for him. And obviously Chicago is okay, but they're certainly not doing what Washington's doing. But new ownership. And I'm not going to sit here and say Joshua Harris is going to be the best owner in the NFL, but you can't be worse than Daniel Snyder, right? So, when you talk look
That's
at
the
it through
message I'm
that
giving to
lens.
Mr. Rubenstein. By the way, that is my
Yeah.
ultimate message. You cannot be worse than Peter Angelo. It's impossible.
Right. We talked about that last February when all this went down. So it really it's TBD in terms of to what lengths does it go. And being great in the regular season, as we've seen here in Baltimore in the Lamar Jackson era, being great in the regular season doesn't always equate to championships right away. But there's only one Super Bowl winner every year. And when you have someone like Patrick Mahomes, all these quarterbacks, Lamar, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, go down the list. They've all found out that Brock Purdy and the 49ers a couple times now. Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. When there's someone like that, you're chasing that guy. Peyton Manning, ask him about how many championships he thought he would have won if Tom Brady didn't exist, right? It'd probably be we'd look at him differently than we already look at him as a Hall of Famer. So, but when you have someone doing what Jaden Daniels has done, and I mean a franchise that had just been pathetic for most of from the time I was about 8 years old on, I'm
It's like you
41
didn't even
now.
consider them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's like
they were
watching
irrelevant.
Indiana be good at college football. Like you just never
Well,
even considered it.
and Detroit's doing the same thing now. Even though we don't view, Jared Goff isn't this young hotshot quarterback, but he's playing really good football, and they've got a really good roster. It's a shame they lost Aiden Hutchinson, and we'll see if Za'Darius Smith or whoever they
Dude, they don't need
might
to
bring
win the
in.
Super Bowl. They just need to get to one. Them and Cleveland. Ditto. They just need to
But
get
that's the
there.
but they're kind of in that category, just like Washington. I mean, Detroit Lions. I mean, since Barry Sanders retired abruptly, and I get it, Megatron was a Hall of Fame wide receiver and amazing, but like they were never any good. They're good for them was going 10-6 and losing in the wild card round. That's been their highest standard for as long as you could think until, in their case, yeah, quarterback, but head coach Dan Campbell. Talk about someone who's changed the culture. And I'll give Dan Quinn some credit for what he's done with Washington, and again, quarterback changes things. But you look at these teams, this is fun. I mean, and I don't say this in the Baltimore Washington sense. No, it's not fun in that way because we know how we feel about DC teams and specifically that team. And
But the Giants
it's,
and the Cowboys thinking sort of delicious.
yeah, but it's just, for me, it's just fun in a general sense. It's fun having some teams in the mix that you don't expect to be in the mix. And Detroit, got as far as they got last January. And Washington is the second seed right now as we're
By the way, I
talking
don't
about.
think Kirk Cousins is great, but he's great for Atlanta that they're better.
Good enough. Yeah. I mean, do I think Kirk Cousins is leading a team to a Super Bowl? No, but the Falcons are way better with him than Desmond Ridder as their quarterback. I mean, that's stating the obvious. So, Minnesota, even though that's the air has kind of been let out of that the last couple of weeks a little bit, and obviously they've had some tough injuries, but that's been a great story, and they're 6-2. So, I mean that it, we spent so much time in the preseason talking about the AFC North, and even at the time not knowing what the Browns were going to be. I don't know if anyone was picking the Browns to be awful either, but.
Well, all
Look
of
at
these
that.
teams have 2 wins now. All the
Look at.
worst teams in the league have 2 wins at the turn. I don't know how many are going to get to 4 or 3 or 4 or whatever, but there is no 0-7. You know, nobody's got awful. Even if they lose all the way out and go 2-15, any of these teams. I mean, Jameis Winston beat the Ravens last week. So how bad are the Browns, you know?
Well, they're bad, but somehow, right? That's the Ravens pass defense for you. That's why it needs to get better. But look at the NFC North right now, though. I mean, the worst team is Chicago, and they're 4-4. I mean, they're a lousy defense of a Hail Mary away from being 5-3.
And they think they
So,
have a quarterback for the first
yeah,
time in a
right.
while.
And you know, Caleb Williams, he's not Jaden Daniels right now, but he certainly has upside and has shown some good things, and you know, needs to get better, of course. But yeah, look at that division. I mean, that's the division that I think some people thought the AFC North was going to be this year. And then obviously Deshaun Watson was so awful and the Browns stink. Even if they can, yes, beat the Ravens on any given
So to
Sunday.
your point, in 12 and 11 weeks, when this is all over with, we got a dozen teams looking for a quarterback right now. If the season stopped, what they have isn't going to work.
Oh, I mean,
Like
it's more
literally,
than,
literally.
really, it's more than a dozen. But there are teams that are still trying to talk themselves into the guy they have right now. You know, that's what you tend to find a little bit more. And I mean, you know, the Anthony Richardson thing, and look, putting aside our affinity for Joe Flacco, I mean, I just don't like, what are you trying to accomplish? You know what I mean? And look, Anthony Richardson pulling himself out of the game and being tired, like that was a bad look. Like that, like, dude, you need to. At least don't broadcast that for everyone if that's truly what happened. Say that you had a cramp and or something like that. But you know, but you look at a situation like that, it's like, what's Indy going to get out of that? You know, is Joe Flacco maybe good enough to help them get the 7 seed? I mean, Joe's going to be 40 in January. Like you're in, that's the epitome of no man's land right there. And you're, in the meantime, you're going to have your quarterback who may not be good enough. And I fully acknowledge that, but I don't know. Philosophically, teams that are like that, I just like, what, where are you going?
Philosophically, how do you 18 months ago decide this is your guy over Lamar
Right.
Jackson?
And he
And
hasn't
we're.
played that much even. Like he got, and again, it hasn't looked good. I get it. If you look at it from a metric standpoint and analytics and the raw numbers and everything,
Well, they
it.
clearly don't like the kid anymore. I mean, clearly they don't think he's the leader. They don't think the teammates don't like him, apparently, from what I'm gathering.
Well, then you need a new general manager. I mean, as much as that guy's been praised in Indy, and I know like they were happy to move on from the previous regime with Gregson and. You know, Chuck Pagano and all of that, and I know they've obviously changed head coaches multiple times since then, but I mean, to your point, and I'll push back on the whole notion, not all 32 teams could have had Lamar Jackson last offseason. It wasn't practical speaking in terms of draft pick, cap space, all the different things that were going to have to fall into line. Indianapolis, however, was one of the few teams that was positioned to actually do that. Now, again, we can debate whether the Ravens would have ever said, oh, well, we're going to let Lamar go and we're going to draft Anthony Richardson, right? But they were a team that at least could pursue that. They did not. They didn't even attempt it. And then to your point, less than 2 calendar years later,
Joe Flacco is their
you
quarterback.
benched him for Joe Flacco, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a severe misalignment of what you were evaluating and where you are now in reality. So, again, though, like you look at that team, it's like, what's the best case scenario for you? Okay, Joe Flacco leads you to a wild card. You probably get bounced because, again, I love Joe, but he's not that guy that can do that in January anymore.
He also had
So,
better football players in Cleveland.
yeah,
He did.
sure, he did. But we still saw how that turned out for them in the
They had a
first round, you know?
defense there. He had guys that could
Yeah.
catch the ball.
But they lost, and they lost pretty handily in the first round to Houston. So, but again, you just look at these teams, and that's where, again, you're even with the issues with the pass defense, there's nothing else that needs to be said about the Ravens at this point in time and moving forward for the foreseeable future. If Lamar Jackson is healthy, the Ravens always, always, always have a chance and a good chance on any given week No matter the matchup, no matter that doesn't mean they won't lose games occasionally. Let's be clear. But when you have that kind of guy, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, I think is rapidly coming into that category. Again, he's still got some work to do. Don't want to crown him and anoint him just yet, but it's looking really good halfway through his rookie year. When you have one of those guys, you always have a chance. When you don't, you're all those other teams we're talking about right now that, okay, they might be a wild card contender and they might make it into the playoffs, but no one's talking about them in terms of any serious conversation about being a Super Bowl contender. So, yeah, it's weird to be talking about the Washington Commanders and Detroit. I think we're getting used to finally because they did it last year too. But yeah, you kind of look at it and it's definitely strange to look at the top of the NFC. And I mean, meanwhile, you got the 49ers who we haven't even mentioned, and they're just, ravaged by injuries and they're 500 and, on a bye and all that. But, that's the team that has kind of been the class of the conference the last 5 years overall. And man, they've got some work to do the second half of the season. Sure.
Luke Jones is here. He is Baltimore Luke. He'll be ready for the game on Thursday night. We have a short week here for football, a long week here for the American politics thing. We're certainly going to be putting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back together again next week. Cooper's North, State Fair, Beaumont. We're going to be over on the west side. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. I'm going to shave up, get cleaned up this week. We have all sorts of things going on around here as we move into November. And play Hasty football on Thursday night, and then have a whole weekend to celebrate and sit around and watch the NFL beat each other up. So hopefully the Ravens can get out of this thing on Thursday night against the Bengals with a victory. Good football game ahead. Luke will be monitoring that as well as all of his thoughts leading into Thursday night out at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. He's Luke. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.